Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam. How can I help you?
Hi, Sam. I got one of your pre-approved flyers, and I was wondering if you can tell me about that.
Oh, okay. Let me see here. Did you have a reservation code on that flyer?
Yes.
All right. What's that code? I'll pull it up.
It's 2311-2001.
Okay.
0002.
Okay.
1028.
1028. All right. Give me 1 second. I'll pull it up and see what we're working with here.
Sure.
Okay. All right. And I'm sorry, what was your name?
Jason Gennetti.
Jason, okay. And Jason, what's the name of the business that you're with?
The Law Offices of Jason Gennetti.
Okay. Okay. Looks like I got it right here. All right. So just a couple basic questions for you. What is the best number to reach on in case we do get disconnected?
508-360-2323.
360-2323, okay. Okay, and then we have, let's see, the mailing address is 18 Colborne, is that Crescent?
Yes.
Okay, and you're in Massachusetts, huh?
Right.
Okay, perfect. Got the right file here. Okay, so what you have there, it's a pre-approved finance offer. For, you know, we actually have a couple different programs. We have a lot of different programs, but depending on what you're looking for, would depend on the program you're getting in. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction here.
Okay. So I'm a law firm, and we're expecting a lot more business next year. We do immigration law, so in 2017, we're expecting that there's going to be some major changes in immigration law one way or another.
Sure.
And we expect that's going to generate a lot of business. We just want to position ourselves to capitalize on that as best as possible. We might be hiring and doing some advertising. So we want to get a jump on that right now.
I see. Okay. Okay. Yeah, it sounds like a good plan. Now, did you have any idea of, you know, how much you would be looking for to start that off?
Yeah, between 50 and 100.
Okay. 50 and 100, possibly, is it, so possibly hiring people, some marketing campaigns, is that the primary use of the funds?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, if we hire people, we'd have to invest in some computers and stuff like that.
Sure, and that would lead me to my next question, just because depending on how you're using the money, there's a couple different ways to go about funding it. You know, so mm-hmm. far with the marketing aspect of it and, you know, hiring, you'd be looking at the working mm-hmm. capital side of things, so it would be unsecured cash for the business to use, you know, however you'd like. Now,
okay.
if it does get to the point of, you know, computers, you know, anything on the equipment side of things, we'd be looking uh-huh. more along the lines of a secured loan, which I always recommend if that is a possibility to go that route first, just because mm-hmm. the terms are a little longer and the rates are a little lower just by nature of it being secured. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like, you know, at this point, we're going to kick it off with the working capital portion, and then once you get closer to the time, the equipment would come second.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Just want to make sure we're on the same page here. Go ahead and map out a plan. All right. So 50 to 100K. Now, have you done, are you looking at doing a, for the marketing campaign, have you done anything like that before, or is it a new kind of adventure for you?
Oh, no. We've done it before, just on a smaller scale.
I see. Okay. All right. So you have an idea of what you're doing and what to expect with how much you put into it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, okay, just going to ask, you know, what type of return do you typically see on a marketing campaign if, you know, you do?
Okay, that's what I was going to say. So last November we did a $10,000 campaign, and we brought that revenue back within a month.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, by tracking where people were coming to us from, we were able to figure out that that was coming from that ad campaign.
Oh,
so
nice.
we recouped all that in a month, And that was just in basically, I don't know how familiar you are with what we do, but that was just in initial consultations, and then, you know, everything after that was gravy. Can you hold
sure.
on a second, Sam?
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, sure. Yeah, so you've definitely done it before. You've seen a return on it, so you have a good idea of what to expect moving forward. That puts us in a pretty good position to start off here. Now, do you have any idea how soon you were looking to get the funds in place to begin the marketing?
I'd love to try to do it, you know, around July.
Okay, so good time to call them. We're coming up on July. Nice, okay. Now, how about how long have you been in business?
Since 2004, April 2004.
Okay. And what is the business structure? Are you incorporated, or what's that look like?
Sole proprietorship.
Oh, sole prop. Okay. All right. So you are the 100% owner of the business. That makes it easy.
Right.
Okay. All right. So we're looking at July. Now, what do you do for your for gross annual sales? What did you guys do last year?
$350,
okay. And how about so far this year? What are you tracking to do? Is it about the same? Is it up? Is it down?
Right now, we're at 200, so we're estimating about 400.
Yeah, ticking up a little. And then, you know, mm-hmm. any change that comes with immigration law coming up, I'm sure is going to see that go even more.
Yep.
Okay. Are you guys kind of anticipating that with, you know, being an election year, the political climate and everything?
Yeah. We expect something's going to have to give after all the rhetoric.
So. Yeah, and either way it goes, something's going to change. So I think that's pretty solid reasoning there. Okay. All right. So typically, to give you an idea on the working capital side of things, we're usually able to free up it usually comes out to about 10 to 15% of the top line revenue. So,
okay.
You know, and the way we kind of figure your top line revenue is going to be by taking a real time look at the business. So we will look at the most recent 6 months of the business bank statements, and from there mm-hmm. determine, you know, exactly what your gross sales are looking like this year. So if you are tracking mm-hmm. up, as opposed to, you know, just going off of your 2015 tax return for what you did last year, we're going to get you the amount based on what you're actually doing this year. So so the 400 sounds like a pretty reasonable starting point as far as determining what's available to you. So the 10 to 15%, mm-hmm. you'd be looking at something between 40 and 60,000. That's just, you know, a preliminary look of what would be mm-hmm. available to you. Now,
okay.
You know, is that ballpark? Is that fitting in with what you're, you know,
yeah,
looking to do?
Great.
Would it start to service the needs? Okay.
Yeah, that'd be a good start.
Okay, and, you know, just a little note with that. I know, you know, you said mm-hmm. maybe 100,000, but if we do something, let's stick with 50,000. Just it's an easy number to deal with, right? So if
mm-hmm.
we do the 50,000 and you start you kick off the marketing campaign, and you know you can use it various different ways, but I'm just going to refer mm-hmm. to it as marketing for simple sake. So if you start that off, you can set it up. The terms range anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. So
mm-hmm.
you can kind of just choose your term to what matches kind of when you expect to see a return on it. Usually, mm-hmm. if you're going to have a return sooner than later, you don't want to
mm-hmm.
take a very long term where you're paying that extra interest for that time. If you're going to have
mm-hmm.
the return sooner, you set it up on a term that matches that, so you know,
mm-hmm.
minimize the amount of interest that you're paying on it. Now, with this, if we're looking on kind of you know, a long-term plan here, you know, if you do the 50,000, and then once you get midway through that first term, we would then open you up to additional funding where you'd be eligible
okay.
for, you know, even more, you know, capital at a lower
mm-hmm.
rate and longer terms. Once you establish kind
okay.
of, we call it a working relationship.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Once you establish that with us, we get a little more flexible. It mitigates the risk, so we're able to do a little more for you. So
I understand that.
Yeah, okay, perfect. So it sounds like it would be in line with kind of what you're looking for. I would assume the marketing campaign would continue, past the new year into 2017.
Right.
Seems, yeah, okay. All right. So it definitely is in line with kind of the plans that you have going here. So my next question would be, how would you rate your personal credit? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle? What's it look like?
I'd say it's in the middle. It's about 700.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a good point. It's easy for us to get stuff done there. I mean, typically, the working capital programs are primarily based on sales, so credit is just a small factor, but it is a factor. At being at 700, it's going to be a very reasonable situation. We have programs for as low as 590, so not to worry. We're going to have something that you qualify for. Now, have you taken a working capital loan before in the past?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Okay, so yeah, just quick brief overview. I kind of already touched on all of it. The way working capital works is it's an unsecured cash loan. It gets deposited directly into the business bank account, and then from there you can use it however you see fit. We'll set you up on a term that you can choose between 3 months and 3 years, depending on what you qualify for. The first step is we get you qualified for the longest term possible. Typically, for first time borrowers, I see usually 2 years being the top end of that, and then we can kind of work from there. And then, so just fair warning, we do have programs that go up to 3 years, but for first time borrowers, usually 2 is about the ceiling on that. And yeah, so it would be unsecured cash. We set it up directly into your bank account and set you up on the term for the payback. Now, when we do qualify you, we'll qualify you for the largest amount possible. So I gave you the preliminary numbers of 40 to 60,000. Let's say we get you approved for the 60,000. You don't necessarily have to take that full 60. You can, if 30,000 is enough to get you started, you can start with that, and then move from there. So it's very flexible. We really, the process is get you qualified for the largest amount, the longest term, and then work backwards to see what makes the most sense. Now, it is a fairly simple process to get you qualified. All I need to do it is a one-page application, the 6 months of the business bank statements, and then the most recent tax return that you guys have. Do you have 2015 finished already?
I don't actually, because I asked for an extension on that one.
Okay, if that's the case, 2014 will work, but we would also need a copy of the extension that you filed. Okay, now let me see here. Does that all sound kind of in line of what you're looking for? Or are we still, talking the
It
same
does.
language?
I actually, Sam, right?
Yes.
I'm gonna have to go because I had a client who came in. How can I
I'll tell you what.
have moving so forward from here?
Yeah, what is a good email address for you? I'll send everything over to you in email. You'll have everything I need and all of my contact information.
Great. It's J, Giannetti, so like Jason, but just an initial J, Giannetti.
Okay.
And then ESQ at the end.
ESQ, like Esquire?
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. At yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. Okay, so what I will do, Jason, is I will just send you an email right now. It'll have the application attached to it. All you need to do is fill that out and then give me the list of documents that are in there. It's the bank statements, the tax return. And then from there, we can go over a couple different options. I mean, if you can get that back to me today, I can have options for you tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good. I don't know that I can get all that to you today, but
Sure,
I will
sure.
try to do that as soon as I can.
Okay, sounds good. And like I said, you'll have my contact information, so if you have any questions, go ahead, reach out.
Great. Thanks so much, Sam.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jason.
Bye-bye.